It's 11 o'clock. This is Observer Radio News. Good morning. I'm Michelle Grace. It's 12 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In today's news, advance poll numbers are in and it's looking good in terms of more voters. According to CBC.ca, more than 2 million Canadians turned out to cast ballots in advance polls over the holiday weekend. Election Canada's preliminary estimate was that there was a 34% increase from the 2008 election. In local news, a man has been arrested for sexual assault at Castle Frank subway station. 37-year-old Germain Alvangera Alas was arrested yesterday and charged with two counts of sexual assault, including criminal harassment and possession of a controlled substance. Police say he attacked a 32-year-old woman at a convenience store in the area. Summer is coming. Are you ready to bare your beach body? According to CBC.ca, researchers say that Canada's obesity epidemic needs legislative approaches, such as taxes on junk food, setting standard portion sizes, nutritional labels, and banning trans fat really needs to be taken into consideration. Dr. Mark Eisenberg of Jewish General Hospital said that obesity is expected to surpass smoking as the leading cause of a preventable morbidity and mortality. His co-authors wrote in yesterday's issue of the Canadian Medical Association Journal that approaches needed to fight obesity in both adults and children. Life expectancy will decrease when combined with heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. Now for sports. Go Canada! The Vancouver Canucks won last night's game during the overtime against Chicago Blackhawks 2-1. And in the Montreal Canadiens defeated Boston Bruins in Game 6, taking the win with a 2-1 in Montreal last night. Game 7 will be held tonight in Boston. And in baseball, the Blue Jays took home the win over the Texas Rangers, a beautiful 10-3 victory. He's done it again. Canadian tennis star Milos Raonic defeated Russian Igor Andreev 6-4, 6-4 yesterday at the Estoril Open. The 20-year-old from Thornhill, Ontario, will play again tonight for a spot in the quarterfinals against 148th-ranked Zhao Souza. And in local news, over 3,000 people filled up Kerr Street in Oakville, Ontario, to watch the annual 3-on-3 Rocky Road Tournament. The event attracts teams from across the province, some as far as Sudbury. As observer Nicholas Pescod reports, the day-long event is for a good cause.
Teams from across Ontario battled it out for a great cause at the 6th annual 3-on-3 Road Hockey Tournament. The event raises money for the Kerr Street Ministries and Home Sweet Home, two local organizations that give back to the community. Event organizer Richard Messer spoke passionately about the tournament.
This is good, outdoor, clean, fresh Canadian fun that any community would love to have. And as far as I'm concerned, this is a passionate event for me and I will never stop doing it.
Messer's involvement with the event has helped it grow from a small parking lot game into a massive street hockey tournament that has attracted over 40 teams. Messer hopes to see the tournament become a three-day event. Oakville player Peter Kuchta is playing in the event for the first time. He says it's for a good cause and it's fun.
It's for a good cause and it's a good day out. You know, it's good weather, so it's good.
The event is expected to attract even more people next year. I'm Nicholas Pescod for Toronto Observer Radio News.
Entertainment news, punk singer Polly Styron. And in entertainment news, punk singer Polly Styron, who fronted the punk band X-Ray Specs, has died at the age of 53 after a long battle with cancer. CBC's anchor Katie Couric confirmed yesterday that she will be leaving CBC's Evening News. Couric said, "I have decided to step down from the CBC News. I'm really proud of the talented team and the award-winning work we've been able to do in the past 5 years. I have also done 60 Minutes and CBC Sunday Morning." In local news, as a child, Mike Marges was fascinated by a TTC driver who always sang on the job. His enthusiasm and personable nature inspired Marges to become a TTC driver himself. But Marges adds a personal touch to his job. He does airplane-style commentary on his bus.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Air Red Rocket. Today's destination is to Star Spray. Our approximate arrival time is set for 2:45. However, due to traffic and weather, we should be there a few minutes early. For your convenience, there's snacks and beverages located at the back of the vehicle, along with a full-out lunch buffet.
Riders always get taken by surprise and start laughing. Some riders say he's one of the friendliest drivers they've come across. They hope other TTC employees will follow his footsteps and loosen up a little. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Michelle Grace, and have a great day.